Yes, please. Casey.
Here you go. If you could pass off. I don't need this.
There's only Clark. There's Clark now. I called my lifeline.
You guys are in.
Somebody was asking for that. Now I don't remember who.
Yeah, that's all right. Couldn't have been that, or it could have been a little less to know, right?
I feel like I ought to do something for April Fool's Day. Like, take my check for $2,500.
Welcome to Anchorage East Rotary Wednesday afternoon meeting. Please stand and be led in the pledge by Susanna Morgan.
Join me in the pledge.
Please remain standing while Diana inspires us.
Fellow Rotarians, please join me in reflecting on these words. Let us pray silently together, each according to our individual beliefs. Let us offer thanks for our food, blessings for one another, and for absent friends and families. May each of us be a source of hope for those in need and contentment for those who are lonely. May each of us be grateful for our opportunity to serve Rotary. May love, kindness, and a gentle spirit always be reflected in our actions. And may we recognize the privilege that it is this day, this hour, to be joined with each other in service for others. Please give the person next to you a big smile of appreciation of their presence here and the opportunity to enjoy a meal with them. Thank you.
Thank you, Diana. Pass around those smiles real quick. Please be seated.
Thank you. That was very good.
RC, would you introduce our visiting Rotarians? Okay, just smiles, no my talking.
Friend. Sure will, President Jeff. Visiting from Anchorage Downtown Rotary is Ed Rasmussen, classification retired.
Hi, Ed.
Milton Bird, classification college education.
Hi, Milton.
From Anchorage South Rotary, Dean McVeigh, CPA and tax.
Hi, Ed.
John Sturgeon, door manufacturer.
Hi, John.
From Anchorage International Rotary, Dan Ingram, broadcaster.
Hi, Dan.
And out-of-town Rotary, Jeff Steffen from Kodiak and Fisheries Management. Back to you, Jeff.
Thank you, RC. I'd like to thank our greeters today, Rochelle. Cleo was supposed to be there, but she got in just a little bit late, but she's going to pay a fine for that. Cleo, aren't you a team captain? Okay. Thanks to our team captain this week, Casey and Cleo. Now I'd like to introduce our head table. On my far left, the empty chair will hold Clark Mishler sooner or later. Over here, please. Sitting next to Clark is Eleanor Andrews, who some of us have not seen for quite a while. Eleanor, welcome back to the club. How was Mexico, Eleanor?
Warm.
Good, good. Sitting next to Eleanor is Jim Liska. On my immediate right is Casey Neal. And sitting next to Casey is our speaker today, David Besch, our rebound student. So let's give the front table a warm round of applause. Okay, don't forget your yellow cups today. Jimmy's here. He's counting how much money you're putting in.
Right.
Happy dollars and fines. Are you ready, Sergeant at Arms?
Absolutely. Getting to know you, getting to know all about you. Lance has lots to share with us.
Thank you, Sergeant Arms, Diane, President Jeff. I'm Lance Wilbur. Wow, what a weekend. For those of you who didn't know, we had our poker tournament on Saturday, and starting at 6 and ending at 3:05, there was one person who's got a ticket and some cash from the Alaska Poker Association to go to Vegas, and there were 10 Rotarians who came and helped in one or two ways, helped set up the tables, or they played. But I really cannot say thanks enough for those who showed up. Diane was there to help us set up the high bid, low bid. Heather and Anne-Marie selling tickets. Greg was there to kind of help and set the get some information out there. Anyway, Dave, Jeff, those who played, and the best poker player in the club as of this year is
John Dyson.
John Dyson.
Hey, John.
That's right. And I guess finally, President Jeff, a special thanks to Rochelle. She really kind of, I think, helped us out pull this thing off. There is not enough, I can really say, on behalf of the Community Service Committee to make that a success. So thank you very, very much.
And the Captain Cook Hotel. Absolutely. Joyful dollars here. Yeah? Budget dollars. And how about this table? Great, Michelle. Wonderful.
We're going to give you a dispensation. You don't have to pay.
Oh, it's okay. I'll pay. It's all for a good cause. So, good afternoon, fellow Rotarians. I'm Rochelle Eblin. Good afternoon, President Jeff. I just, you know, I think I'm probably maybe one of the few, but I'm just going to give five happy dollars because it's snowing, and I love it. There's no ash. I'm sure for my fellow hoteliers that are in the room, everybody knows this. All the airlines cancel. They don't cancel. They cancel. It's a good thing and a bad thing. People have to stay, so it's a good thing.
It's grumpy.
They are grumpy, and it's a bad thing because the rest of our guests can't get into our hotels. But you know what? It's better than ash, so I welcome the snow any day.
But, Rochelle, doesn't that mean that guests can't get out also?
It does mean that guests can't get out, but, you know, we want them to keep coming back and not being worried about that mountain blowing up.
Exactly. You know, Rochelle, I caught some of that snow on a mirror and let it melt and evaporate, and you know what was left? Ash. And at this table, yes.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, shouldn't you have announced who won Split the Pot?
Well, there was a really good winner there, wasn't there?
Yeah, there sure was. He's going to make a great donation.
Yeah, should be.
I sold him the ticket, so I should get half. President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I have a guest today with me. This is Lauren Carraher. She is with Alaska Executive Search. Please welcome her. And I have one more announcement. Some of you saw last week that we have bus and train opportunities to go to Talkeetna and back. I've even got a better deal now. I've got 2-for-1 on the train. And you can take a spouse, a partner, a friend, or just go with a fellow Rotarian. And they're good until the end of the year. So if your in-laws are coming this summer, you might want to use one. I've got a whole stack of them.
Oh, thanks, Heather. Thank you. And joyful dollars at this table. You know, while I'm making my way around, I would like to just mention, if you're interested in being involved in the scholarship committee for East High School, I will be putting that committee together today. So please talk with me right after the meeting. RC, I see your hand. Great. And anyone else that's interested in getting involved in the most fun thing Rotary gets to do, select deserving students to give some money to. Excuse me? Just talk amongst yourselves.
I'll come back. Okay, I'll come back.
And at this table? Okay. I'll come back. Joyful hearts?
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I'm Kathleen Madden. Three things. I think Lance Wilbur deserves a medal, if nothing else, nomination for Rotarian of the Year for Saturday night. Secondly, I have two guests with me. I have Chris McCune, who is a retired public health nurse, and I have Katie Pereno, who is a physical therapist with a physical therapy place. And both of them are interested in Rotary as I talk to them, and they're here. So give them a warm welcome, please. And then thirdly, on membership, as you know, it's all about membership, and you all got an email Saturday this week. There's a representative from Rotary International that's going to be here doing membership training workshop from 10 to 2 at First National Bank, Sioux Foley's Bank, across from the Sullivan Arena. If you're interested in attending, see me. We've already got a few of us going. It would be great to get some younger members because they want to focus on recruitment, retention, and new generations. So if you want to come to that, lunch will be served. Let me know. Thank you.
Thank you.
President Jeff and Sergeant of Arms Diane, I have a
a report dollar, okay? I got a message yesterday from Catholic Social Services that we're going to be getting our family. It's going to be a family from Bhutan, two adults, two children. They're arriving on the 22nd of April. And those of us who can, they would like us to come on the 23rd in the afternoon to meet the family and to go through some kind of mentoring training, because our committee had signed up to be a family mentor for that, for a family coming in. We didn't know where it would be from, but now we know it's Bhutan, which is by Nepal, by the way. If you don't know where Bhutan is, some of us there had to look it up, and we're trying to get information together. Anyway, also, there's a call out from the director of the refugee program. They desperately need some twin beds. If any of you are getting rid of furniture or thinking about it and would have twin beds, they'll take just mattresses. They'd love to get mattresses and box springs. Don't worry about the frame if you're just replacing mattresses and box springs. Let me know, please, and we'll see about getting some transportation. Thank you.
Thank you. And who is it that needs those?
The refugee program at Catholic.
Okay. Refugee program needs twin beds.
Thank you, President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, Dave Kester here. Two announcements. On your tables is the sign-up sheet for not this Saturday, but the following Saturday, the 11th, is our next mobile food pantry distribution. So you want to make sure you sign up for that. If you read in the news or the newsletter that we have, you could be participating in giving away the 2 millionth pound of food if you participate. So you want to make sure you sign up early for that. And then the second thing is, there is still some time to sign up or let me know that you want to participate in the next Guess Who's Coming to Dinner event. You can be a guest or you can be a host. We are looking for another host. So the advantages of being a host is that, you know, you don't have to drive anywhere. The disadvantage is that you may have someone like me sleeping on your couch for the night. But it is fun, and so whether you're a guest or a host or want to be, you know, please do sign up or let me know. Just let me know that you want to, and we'll get you on the list, okay?
Great. Thank you, Dave. You know, yes.
Oh, President Jeff and Sergeant Arts Diane, fellow Rotarians, I'm glad to be back. Some of you I've never met before, so I look forward to gaining your acquaintance. I want to give a happy $100 to the Anchorage Rotary Foundation pot that we help other people with. I'm so overjoyed. I spoke with Carolyn Jones this morning. She's my Rotary mom, and she's just back from India. She's visiting her mother in Florida. And she talked about the events that she got to participate in, giving out wheelchairs and helping people who just had cataract surgery. The surgeon had done 90 that day, and she's giving out sunglasses for those who had surgery. And it just reaffirms what Rotary is all about, service above self. And she kind of reinvigorated me once again. And hopefully when she's back in town, she'll share her adventures. So I'm just so glad to be back among you.
I have happy money. I like this mic. Would you like some happy money? I have 20 happy monies. There's zeros on those. I have five happy dollars for Lance Wilbur, who ended up pulling the rabbit out of his hat for our community service fundraiser. Thank you, Lance. You did a great job. Just to let you know, it appears that even though we didn't get the numbers we wanted, and that it ashed on us, and so several people didn't come down, we still made about $12,000. So it turned out to be essentially successful. Then my next five happy dollars, though, is for Rochelle, because without her intervention and the Captain Cook being so generous, we wouldn't have made that money. That's mostly due to the Captain Cook being and her generosity. And then I have five happy dollars for my wife ran the Lavamon triathlon in Hawaii on Sunday, took fifth place in her age group, so she gets five happy dollars. And they've also invited her to Worlds now, so she gets to go to the World Triathlon in Australia.
It's just a way to get away from me. That's why she does these things. And then I have five happy dollars because her and my son got on the plane last night in Hawaii and actually landed in Anchorage. So that was even a more of an accomplishment. So here you go. And they ashed down.
Okay. Joyful dollars at this table. Great.
I have five happy dollars as a way of a happy dollar and as a way of an apology. I'm so sorry, and I apologize to all our fellow Rotarians over here for jumping ship and coming to this table, but we couldn't let an opportunity like that pass up when Greg was sitting there smugly. So, five happy dollars for that. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Yes.
Real quick. I'll sweeten the deal. If you want to be a host for the guest who's coming to dinner, I will throw in a happy bottle of wine for that, okay? For your hosting.
Is there an unhappy bottle of wine?
I've never met one.
And at this table. Yes. All right, let me make my way here, Rick.
Thank you, President Jeff, Sergeant-at-Arms Diane. I have a guest today I'd like to introduce. Her name is Tracy Harding. She's a partner of Makunda Cottrell, and she was one of Alaska's top 40 under 40. So I'm proud to have Tracy as my guest. And I also have, I'd like the new board, if we can. I think all the new board members know now we're having our retreat, sort of a planning session this Sunday at 2 p.m. at our house. And I have all the information that you need here, including maps and that. So I would like to have our incoming board just meet with me for 5 minutes, say, right at this table, right after the meeting. So if you'd all just come over here right after the meeting, we'll get the right information to everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. And R.C.
President Jeff, Sergeant-at-Arms Diane. My name is R.C. Woodson, and I have a couple happy dollars because I'm excited about the direction our youth exchange program is going in. Like I stated before, the people who have run it prior to us coming on board have done a great job. They continue to push us in the right direction. But today we have all three of our exchange students here with us from our rebound, David Besh, our outbound, Douglas Plume and his father, Giannis, and Jimmy, who is our inbound, our current inbound. So I'm really excited about what's going on with our youth exchange program. Thank you.
R.C., I just want to put you on notice. We have not forgotten that advertisement for you making your way and taking off that shirt. We have big things in mind for you.
President Jeff, Sergeant-at-Arms, Diane Louise, please give a big welcome to my guest, Dr. Roz Woodhouse, the CEO of the Anchorage affiliate of the Urban League.
Welcome, Roz.
So I have some somewhat sad farewell $5. I am. You guessed. Oh, my gosh. So, as you know, my husband is in the Army, and we found out that he is going to be transferred in June to Fort Benning, Georgia. So, I'm not going to get all emotional right now. But
Amy, what does that have to do with you?
He's unfortunately dragging me with him. But, you know, it's been such a pleasure being a part of this club, and we're going to really miss all the great friends that we've made here. So,
yeah, we're going to miss what you have to offer our club.
Oh, April Fools! You're stuck with me. I'm not going anywhere. Sorry. Hey, you guys are just so serious today, so I had to lighten it up.
I won't even try to compete with that.
Yeah.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, for the last time, I want to introduce my guest, Mr. Steve Rader, who you'll hear much more about shortly with the Hilton Hotel, and his lovely daughter, Macy, and his wife, Beryl.
And
at this. Jimmy? Oh, let me trade you.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jimmy. I have a happy book to tell you right after this.
Okay.
So I have a happy book today because I'm playing with this baby and I enjoy babies. And because today I had to wake up at 5:30 to do that flowers of fruit that right over there. Maybe everyone saw me coming with that. So I'm happy because they are beautiful. I use much of my morning in it. And because I hurt my finger doing that. Thank you.
We will be auctioning them off. Thank you, Woody, for taking them around. And Paul's going to help us with that right after Happy Dollars. Any more Happy Dollars at this table? All right. And here at this table, welcome. Welcome. And welcome. Yes, yeah. And Carol.
President Jeff, fellow Rotarians, I have two happy dollars because I just found out that my grandson has been married and is about to have a baby. He's in Iraq for the past 3 years, so I now have a connection to him after 3 years of not hearing from him. So that's a really good thing.
All right, no fine button. Anne Marie, oh, do you want one more thing?
Sure.
If you have money, we have time. Yes, my name's Tom Turner, and Kevin and I were talking about Davey's wine selection, so we should have given him this $5, but we'll give it to Diane Louise, because we hear his happy wine means it's Ripple or Boone's Farm, and we just want to make sure he upgrades it a little bit.
Thank you.
All right, no fine button. Anne Marie.
Yes.
Who did a wonderful job selling split the pot tickets
at the
community service.
It was a lot of fun. Fellow Rotarians, President Jeff, I'm Anne Marie Moylan, and I am pleased to say that the Anchorage Concert Association, where I'm the development director, has two phenomenal events left this season. Actually, three. And I wanted to make sure that you knew all about them. On your tables, I brought in something that has to do with next season. Wet your whistle on some of these fabulous things that are coming next season and get your subscription early. But there's something that I thought was really interesting. Spamalot coming to town, and the fact that I sat at this table before Christine sat here, I sat at a table of the demographic that's perfect for Spamalot. I looked around at you guys and I thought, these are Monty Python freaks. And I'm hoping that all of you will really want to become Monty Python freaks by assisting the ACA in its fundraising gala that's happening April the 24th at 5 p.m. at the Egan. It is a fabulous way to support the ACA. Plus, you get tickets to Spamalot in the best seats in the house, champagne at intermission, and you'll be helping us. I also wanted to let you know that I don't ever come empty-handed. It's just not the right thing to do. So, I have two tickets to an event that has been added on to our season. And my hope is the fabulous auctioneer who's also going to be auctioning off the top 10 items at our gala, Paul McGuire, will help me do this. We have two tickets to Yuval Ron Ensemble. And I just want to take one moment and say that this group is very exciting. They are a group of musicians from Israel. They are a group that crosses over Muslim, Christian, and Jewish traditions in music and song. They're bringing a Sufi dervish with them, and it is a way to really cross over so many perspectives in a musical form of love. So the person who gets the highest bidder on these two seats gets to see this fabulous event, and I encourage all of you to check out the website, because it's April the 15th at 7:30 p.m., the Yuval Ron Ensemble. They are amazing. Paul? And the money's going to the Anchorage East Rotary, of course.
Oh, is it? Can we just send it to Jimmy? Because Jimmy's going to go on his West Coast and we're raising money? No?
No, different thing.
Different thing.
These people get to have a night of love. Oh.
Well, yeah, but they're still going to pay for it.
I can relate.
All right. So, two tickets for A Night of Love. $50. Who's it going to be? $50. $50 right now. $50 right now. She just described it right there. $50 now. $60. $60 anybody? $60. $60. $50 is a bid right here. We're going to sell it for $50 once. $60. Now $60. Now $70. $60. Now $70. $60. Now $70. $60. Now $70. She doesn't love him that much. $60 going once. Twice. $70.
It was $70?
No, I thought it was $60. Would you like it to make $70?
You just
I think Diane said $70. Diane said $70, now $80. Diane said $70, now $80. $60, sold it right over there, Karen Jordan. All right, so Jimmy's earning money to go to his West Coast trip, and he got up this morning, cut his finger doing this, but apparently they're still beautiful. And they're $10 a piece, right?
Well, that's what we're thinking.
That's what we're thinking, $10 a piece. So we got 23 of them. What are they? They're beautiful strawberry flowers with grapes. So it's healthy.
Paul, I'll take the one without the blood on it.
Okay, there's one. Just raise your hand. Here's Rick. Got another one? Yeah, and then put the money on the table, and we'll get that too. And we should move 23 of those real quickly. Here, give me a couple. I'll... Okay.
Right, Paul, what else do you have to auction?
In addition, for Jimmy, we have a 1 week's membership, a 1 week trial membership to the Captain Cook Athletic Club. 1 week to the Captain Cook Athletic Club. Give me a $50 bid right now for Jimmy. $50 bid. Anybody going to bid $50 right now?
Yeah.
$50. Rena Salazar. $60. Anybody going to bid $60? $60. $50. $60 is the bid. $50 is the bid right here. Going once. Twice. Sold it right there. $50. Now we have two. We have another one. Dave, was that a bid? Your hand was up. $40. Anybody got $40 for Jimmy? For the Jimmy Fund. 1 week. Just consider it a donation. You don't actually have to go. $30?
Right here.
I'll take it.
You'll take it for $50. Do you want to go $60, Rick? No. Thank you very much, Eleonora. Now, in addition, I got one other thing. Another bid? Rochelle Edelin just keeps giving and giving and giving from the Hotel Captain Cook 2 seats at their Easter brunch at Crow's Nest. And that money she's going to donate to the Jimmy Fund also. That's an easy $50 bill right now. Give me $50 for 2 for Easter. $60. Where's $60? I got $50 from Greg. Now $60. $60, now $70. $60, now $70. $70, now $80. $70, now $80. $70, now $80. $80, now $90. $80, now $90. $80, now $90. $80, now $90. $90, thank you. $100. $90, now $100. $100, Jeff. $110. $110, $130. Focus right here. Your money's just as good as his. $110, $130.
No, Jim's is better.
$110? $110, $130? $120. $120, 2 seats, Crow's Nest, Easter brunch. Once, twice, sold it right there. Jim Arlington, $110. Thank you very much, Rochelle.
Thank you, Paul McGuire. Now, could we have Gideon Garcia, our membership chair, please come forward.
Thank you so much, President Jeff. Today is a special day. I'm glad you're all here to take part and witness and help our new members join our club and make them into successful Rotarians. We have two folks joining us today, Margie Brown and Steve Rader. And to start off with, we'll have Margie Brown be introduced. She was sponsored by Bobby Olson, who couldn't make it today due to some Alaska Airlines ash issue. So standing in for her very capably will be President Jeff to introduce Miss Margie Brown to you.
Margie Brown became President and Chief Executive Officer of Siri on January 1st, 2005. She's currently responsible for overseeing and directing the company's business operations and activities while developing corporate policies, long-range strategies, and the annual operating and profit plans. Margie is a Yupik Eskimo originally from...
Takotna.
That's what I was thinking. Takotna, Alaska. She has many years of service with the company. She served on the Siri board in 2002 through 2005 and in 84 and 87. She was first employed in 76 when she was hired as Siri's assistant land planner. From there, she rose to the ranks as vice president of land and resources from 78 to 93, vice president of oil and gas from 89 to 92, and senior vice president from 93 to 95. During her earlier years with the company, Margie was instrumental in the implementation of the Cook Inlet Land Exchange. In addition, she managed the resource operations when Siri's oil and gas business made significant contributions to the company's annual income. After retiring from Siri in 1985, Margie served as senior advisor of rural services for GCI. Margie currently serves on the 21-member National Board of the Trust for Public Land, the Board of Anchorage Museum Foundation, the Alaska Federation of Natives Board, and is a member of the Board of Trustees for the Nature Conservancy in Alaska. She also serves on the advisory boards for the Alaska Airlines and the University of Alaska Anchorage Honors College. She was Alaska's representative on the National Park System Advisory Board from 1999 to 2003 and served the chair of the Board of Assets, Inc., an organization that serves developmentally disabled adults through employment and other services from 1990 to 1996. Her community activity includes being a founding member and board chair of the Siri Foundation, which was established in 1982. Margie is a 1982 YWCA Woman of Achievement recipient and a 2007 ENIA Award recipient. Both awards recognize women for their professional excellence and community service and also for their activity in generously assisting women in their attainment of professional excellence. Margie received her Bachelor of Science in Biology from the University of Oregon and her Master of Business of Administration from the University of Colorado. Please give a warm welcome to our new member, Margie Brown.
And next up, Mr. Steve Rader, who I happen to be the sponsor for, so I'll give his introduction. I've known Steve for a few years now because he came up through the Holland America world, and it's neat to see him moving on as he's now with the Hilton Hotel. And to give you some background, Steve is a transplant from Cleveland, Ohio, graduated from Wittenberg University in 2004 with a degree in economics. Upon graduation, he began a three-year stint of leading students and tourists on trips throughout the East Coast and U.S. Interesting profession for someone who got a degree in the dismal science of economics, but very glad that he did so. It was this profession of tour director that first landed him in Alaska in 2006 as a seasonal employee for Holland America. During the summer, Steve simultaneously fell in love with both Alaska and his wife-to-be, Beryl, who worked at the McKinley Explorer train and who's also joining us today. The following summer, Steve made the move to Alaska permanently and worked in public relations with Bernholtz and Graham for a year. Steve currently works at the Hilton Anchorage. On March 3rd, Steve and Beryl had their daughter, Macy Kai Rader. Did I say that right? Rader, I'm sorry. Of course I knew that. Steve and Beryl will be married on May 2nd, 2009 in Kauai. Some notable accomplishments in Steve's life include he was principal trombonist in the Cleveland Youth Wind Symphony and performed throughout Australia and Europe. Four-time collegiate All-American swimmer, volunteered for Tourism Cares for America's cleanup of Biloxi, Mississippi after Hurricane Katrina, and tour manager of two cross-country entertainment tours featuring several B-list MTV television personalities. That sounds like some interesting stories, Steve, to be told over some Rotary events. Hobbies include fishing, swimming in the ocean, Cleveland sports teams. Are there any worth following there, Steve? Okay. Playing guitar and most outdoor activities. So please join us in welcoming Steve and Margie to Anchorage East Rotary. And now, to present our charge, will be Ms. Heather Flynn.
Steve and Margie, welcome. Today you will be joining one of the most prestigious organizations in the world. The members of this club have invited you to join because we believe you to be of both high ethical standards in both your personal and professional lives. We believe you to be someone who will endeavor to practice the principles of goodwill and service. Our principal motto is service above self. And the object of this club and all Rotary clubs is to encourage and foster this ideal. Membership in Rotary is fun, especially Anchorage East Rotary. It's a lot of fun. It's also a privilege, and with that privilege comes some obligations. Start each day by wearing your Rotary pin. You let the rest of the world know that you are a proud Rotarian. Make attendance a top priority. Come here, meet your friends, let us know what you're doing, find out what we are doing, and most importantly, what we do as a club, our service. You also have opportunities to make up at other clubs and get to know Rotarians all around the area, all around the country, and all around the world. Be an active member. Our favorite word around here is yes, when asked to do something. Do more than just weekly meetings. You can participate in many of the activities that you heard announced here today and sign up for community service projects when they come along. Mobile food pantry being one of them, one of my favorites, scholarship committees, fundraising stuff, all kinds of great things. You'll find out. Members, would you please stand and join me in our pledge then?
Joining the club, and when we leave today, if you would be by the front door so everyone can shake your hand and welcome you to the club, that would be great. Thank you. All right, the father of exchange students, the man who's gained every one of those white hairs worrying about exchange students, Woody Hanks, would you please come forward and introduce our program for today?
Thank you. I'm proud of every one of these white hairs and every one of my kids, including the three sons I have here in the room. Thank you, guys. 3 years ago, the name Besh to me meant Nordic skiing, the Besh Cup, and young high school, junior high school age kids striving to be junior national champions. Since then, I had the pleasure of meeting David, inviting him to be part of our club. We as a club agreed to sponsor him as an outbound student. He was assigned to Switzerland as his prospective host country. David did go to Switzerland. He's climbed the mountains. He skied the slopes. In the course of all this, he immersed himself in the lives, the culture, the language, the activities of his hosts. Not just a Rotary organization, but the community in which he resided, the family, the school, and all that really makes up a community. As he stands before you in a minute, David will be representing two countries. He is the ambassador of Switzerland, representing that country to you as American citizens. He's also an ambassador of the United States, representing this country proudly wherever he travels. He deserves all the respect you would give any ambassador that the president of this country might choose to represent our country. In fact, he might even do a little bit better. To fill in a few gaps, David came back from Switzerland. He finished his high school at South, was it, David? Well, let's give him a couple more weeks. He will be finishing at South High School, and then he looks to go on to college. He has been admitted to University of Montana at Bozeman and University of New Hampshire. Now he's trying to decide where he wants to go and where he wants to ski. But he's looking for a school that will support him in his major field and his career ambition to go into international business. Some of you that are in the international business field might listen to his remarks and perhaps have a chance to talk with him afterwards. Along the way, David did qualify one last time for the junior nationals that he used to dream about many years ago. He did qualify this last year, and just a few weeks ago finished ninth, as I understand, in the national competitions for our own country. His goals, in addition to international business, is to stay involved in skiing, to be successful, to qualify for the NCAAs at the college level, and perhaps international competition. For now, he comes to us as our son, our ambassador for both Switzerland and the United States. David Besh, please come tell your story.
Well, I guess that means it's my turn. Also, then, grüezi miteinander, ich bin der Dave. Ihr habt noch mehr da und ich hoffe, dass ihr gute Erfahrungen gehabt habt. I went to Switzerland. Switzerland's in the middle of Europe. It's often confused with Sweden. A lot of people saw me back in Anchorage and they asked me, oh, wow, how is Sweden? And I just kind of looked at them because I didn't really make the connection. Switzerland's in between Germany, France, Italy, and Austria, and that makes Swiss culture. Today I want to talk about, well, I'm just making this up as I go. It's going to be a presentation of my favorite pictures of Switzerland, and I'm going to explain them and share them with you guys today, fellow Rotarians. And the main points I wanted to make was that Switzerland's a linguistic, very linguistic country. It's culturally diverse, as it is in the center of Europe. It's modern, as well as antiquated. And I have my farmer t-shirt on today, which is a symbol of Swiss culture and the cheese that you guys enjoy. Switzerland's a rich country, I'll explain that, and definitely one of the most beautiful countries of the world. I don't know how many of you are familiar with Google Earth, but I love it. That's Switzerland. We're going to zoom in here. All right, you can see the snow mountains. I lived in Glarus. We call it Glaris. You can kind of see it in the middle. Switzerland's comprised of 26 cantons. They're like states, but even more independent. And Glarus was my canton. So, much like Alaska, I kind of grew a sense of pride for Glarus, in addition to Swiss pride. That was the valley I lived in the Glarne Alpe. I lived in the Linthal, which is a fancy word for the Linth Valley. Neighbors were in the Zermthal. They kind of talked funny. They're the weirdos. No, I liked them. So I'm going to zoom in on my three different towns that I lived in, because as with any Rotary Exchange, ideally you're supposed to have three families, I believe. So I changed towns three times. They're about 5 kilometers apart from each other, so it wasn't too shocking. And I went to the same school every time. The capital, Glarus, of my canton, was where my school was. So that was the focal point. It's a town of about 10,000, so pretty rural. But I first came into Switzerland and I lived in Betzthal, right in the middle. And then I moved to Schwanden, right where the valleys divide. And then in the winter I was in Brunwald, which is the brown forest. Not the Black Forest. So, I was pretty fortunate. I lived on the side of a mountain, about, 3,000, 6,000 feet up. Could ski every day after school. Life wasn't too bad. But, it was hard to get home at night, sometimes. You had to make sure you got that last train. As there is a big drop-off to walk up. That's what it looks like. It's a picture taken from an airplane. This is one of the only pictures I didn't take in my presentation. It's ideal. Glarus, first of all, is famous for its public voting. Switzerland has it's a federation. And in my canton in particular, everyone marches into town. Those are all your politicians. They're fine tailored suits. And they go to the Landsgemeinde, and they all circle up, people talk about their issues, everyone looks at one another, and they raise their hands. That is how voting's done there. It's efficient, you make a stand for your cause. And it was a very special experience for me. Back to Switzerland. Switzerland has 4 national languages, aside from English, which is, everyone can speak English there. It's known as Swiss, Zvizera, die Schweiz, Zvizera. And the 4 national languages are German, which
In this map, German-speaking Switzerland's the dominant part. And then French in the Romandie, over in the green part. Italian, where the new James Bond movies were filmed. In southern Switzerland, in Ticino. And then the little purple areas are where are the Romansh-speaking communities, which is a special language to Switzerland. And it's very special. No one understands it. The capital of Switzerland's Bern. That's where Mr. Plume, I believe, is going, near there. So he'll get a ride around on the river in the summer. It kind of horseshoes around the capital, and you can drift around in an inner tube and go back to the other side. It's pretty. That's their version of the capital. It's pretty public. You can walk right through it. There's no Swiss pikemen there. And you can just go and have lunch on the other side. I thought it was really cool that their politics were so open and everyone was so involved. And then I lived near a couple of castles, and in my free time I'd go and sit there, maybe do homework, maybe draw. This is the Basilique Velle in Sion, Valais, over in the French-speaking area. It was about a four-hour train ride. I had closer castles, but that was one of my favorite. And then what was really nice when I was there was that my host club, Rotary Glarus, they bought me a train card, which is valued at $3,000 or something. So, well, it came in handy. I had to get to school somehow. I could travel anywhere in the country for free on trains, buses, boats. Switzerland has boats. And mountain trams. And I abused that card. I went everywhere. I used it thoroughly. And this is one of my favorite train routes, Bernina Express. And then Switzerland's also famous for its Emmentaler Käse, as we call it, Käse, cheese. Anyhow, back to my pictures. This is my ski coach and very good friend, Friedli Luxinger. He lived right next to me in one of my towns in Schwanden. And, well, Rotary talks about putting service before self. I guess I didn't really, that really didn't come to mind, but I'd go and farm with him, as much as I could in the summer, because he was my friend. And so what we'd do was, we'd put on our farming shirts, we'd get on this alp, and it's that steep. And you'd rake all the grass down barefoot, like all the mint and hay and everything combined. And then you'd carry it up the slope. And we bundled it, and we packaged it up and fed it to the cows. That's my dad and my coach and I. And then my valley, well, first of all, when I was assigned to Glarus, I had an exchange student living with me, and I got my first email. I was excited. Oh, this is where I'm going. I hit up, Wikipedia. What is this place? And she said, oh, no, you're in the country. Well, the country was the best thing that happened to me. It was perfect. These are typical houses from Inglarus, my neighbors. And then in the winter, we had, this is kind of out of order, but we went skiing, my host family and I. They have a week off school to go skiing. So we hit up the big mountains. And that was kind of, like, I was living in a ski town already. They expected me to learn how to downhill ski, which I hadn't done before. So I practiced every day after school, and then they took me to the real runs. And my host dad was always really adamant about that, like, you gotta practice more. We're gonna go hit some black slopes. So we did. It was intense. that's part of my host dad, the left. And my little sister, Danielle, we had a remarkable time together. She was so much fun. And Markus and Ruth, they were my second host family. and my cat, Balu. It always slept on top of me, and when I rolled over, it fell off the bed in the middle of the night. And this is where I learned how to alpine ski in the mountains. I know, it was tough. And then when the snow started to melt and I switched houses again, I started to hike because the skiless weren't running anymore. So I teamed up with my third host family ran a beer brewery, right? You're all thinking, beer, what's this kid doing? But we'd go hiking in the Alps, and he showed me all the coolest peaks. That's a Swiss Army tank that's pretty old. And then we'd visit all the cheeseries high up. You know, say hi to people. He knew them all. 2 minutes? All right. And, you know, see the cows, the landscape, the flowers and fauna. And it was just a remarkable country. I was glad to be in the country. It was a remarkable country. I was glad to be in the country and not in the city. And it was an amazing year. That's another view from my village. That's the hangout place for all the teenagers. Hiking, you know, spring skiing, go see the animals, the chamois. And it was a remarkable year, and I can't thank you guys enough for sending me. Finish up the pictures. I think that's it. Thank you.
Well, David, thank you very much for being a great ambassador for us. We have a CD for you to listen to while you ski. It's ukulele music, but you'll love it. It will make you ski faster than you've ever skied in your life.
Thank you.
Douglas, what do you think? You're excited about going now?
Very excited, yes.
That looks good? You sure? We don't have the money. We can't send you. April Fools. There you go, Douglas. There you go. All right. Let's not forget. What do we have here? Host family. We need one or two more hosts for Guess Who's Coming to Dinner. Mobile Food Pantry on April 11th. Don't forget to sign up. And see Heather or Diane about signing up to work on the scholarship committees. So, Diane, are you ready for our drawing?
Sure.
Yes. Oh, and Rick. Go see Rick afterwards for his board meeting. For the new board.
We are ready. And I just wanted to let you know, $330 came from this generous club to help Jimmy on his California trip. Right. What a great presentation. Have you thought about being a professional photographer? They're fine pictures that you make.
My dad does.
Yes, and this, you couldn't get a better, yeah. Will you select a ticket here? Everyone is hoping that you select theirs. Got their songs ready? Yes.
You guys ready? All right, 2649037.
Oh, no!
Davey Kester. Come on, Dave, we don't have all day.
Oh, we're just happy that it's you. Okay, here we go.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.
Good job. And once again, the winningest Rotary split the pot ever.
Congratulations, David. And remember, the only thing the world needs to be a better place is more. Thank you. Have a good day.
Let everybody watch you eat.
Okay.
Okay. Where'd he go?
Thank you, sir.
Kevin Curtis.